the idea of the transformative leadership minor actually came out of our initial group work that we've been doing for quite a while in the college, focused on the strategic planning. So who did we want to be? And what were some ideas that could kind of get us there? That you know, everyone came up with some really good ideas, but Rebecca and I met over, literally physically over a table. I mean, we knew each other, but we met over a table as we were doing one of our retreats because we were both interested in this leadership minor. And we started to kind of think about what aspects of the strategic plan it could be supportive of, what was the need maybe that was there, and what was driving us to think about moving forward. So this is kind of on the back of our heads while Rebecca moved forward with her master's program and we all kind of did our different pieces. But when the strategic plan was finalized and the grants were awarded, or as the process came up, we started to be able to concretize these ideas. And so we came out with some basic goals and thoughts about what we might want to do. And the transformative leadership minor, the hope, is to help support and develop future leaders to transform their communities. And so what was really important for us is that, and maybe different from some of the other leadership programs at the university, is that we're not focused on positional leadership. So the idea of transformative leadership is not simply about gaining that leadership title or that leadership role, but more thinking about how do we develop a sense of ethical and moral and culturally sustaining leadership? So the way that we did it, and I know that slides are not a huge plus here, but I do want to kind of show you our timeline and what we went through as we were developing it. So somehow I've lost Zoom now that I clicked on present. So let me share my screen, if you all don't mind, for just a couple minutes. Oops, excuse me. All right. So this was the proposal that we designed, and this is how we thought it envisioned this leadership minor could actually come to life. It became really important for us to make sure that we were thinking about multiple aspects of the minor. So let's actually talk to students and find out what they are looking for in a minor. So we recruited and interviewed students here, kind of that this was May through August. And I'll tell you a little more about some of these processes as we keep going. But we engaged faculty from many of our departments within the College of Education. And that turned into a summer project where a variety of faculty members designed some amazing courses. And I'm happy to go into detail about any of them with you because they're so inspiring. And it led to us proposing the minor this fall. So we submitted the minor proposal. It made it through the department committee, the college committee. It has made it through and received approval at the undergraduate studies committee level. And we have, and so we're sorting through right now kind of the logistics for the management of the minor. So as we'll move forward, what we're looking forward to is kind of actually the nuts and bolts, the logistics of it, recruiting students, holding these informal sessions. We feel strongly that it's important for our faculty that are going to teach these classes to have that same sense of culturally sustaining practices. So we'll be meeting together as a team to make sure that we're all kind of on the same page as we're thinking about how we support our students. And then our hope is that by fall of 2021, we will have an orientation and we will kick off the minor. So this is kind of our timeline, and I'll walk you through some of these pieces as we come back. So the first thing we did was reach out to students, and we did that university-wide. We ended up with 30 interested candidates, people who just wanted to give us some guidance on what they thought the minor should look like. And we had people from engineering, from business, from sociology, from psychology, from communicative disorders and sciences, child and adolescent development. That's just a handful. But they really did come from all over the university, which was amazing. It gave us a really good sense of the fact that there seems to be a desire for something like this. So Rebecca and I split up and did small focus groups with a number of these students to just kind of gather their what it was that they were interested in. And one of the pieces that I mentioned in our goals was kind of to highlight the fact that this is not about positional leadership, it's about transformative leadership. And some of that came from our students. So we had this idea in the back of our heads, but when we asked students to identify, who do you view as a leader? Interestingly, it was parents. It was frequently mom. It was community members. It wasn't necessarily the people that many others think of when they think of leaders. They weren't talking about, you know, a governor or a senator or a president or a, you know, they weren't even talking about leaders within within our university. They were talking about the people that make an impact on them in a daily, in their daily lives. And so that was pretty powerful to us as we started thinking about what this minor would look like. They thought that it was important that they be able to take the skills in a leadership minor and use them, not just, so they thought about it, that it could be helpful in their work environment, but they're really looking for creating change in the community. And so a lot of them really talked about an interest in learning how to make changes in their environment, whatever that environment is. And we built that into our potential goals. We figured that as part of culturally sustaining practices, we would be engaging our students in ways that mattered to them. And one of the things that we heard from students is they didn't want to passively be taught. So these courses are not going to be lecture-based courses. You're not going to have a lot of, you know, somebody standing up there and telling you what you need to know. So, and each course has some aspect of initiative and action that the students will take. So there's something that they will do that is relevant to them as they keep going. And our final goal was we were hoping, and the students wanted this, but I think it also is important to the college and the university that they're able to bridge the information that they get in our minor and kind of take that over into their major and take that forward with them as they move forward. So we envision students coming into this minor that are going to graduate with their bachelor's degree and get a job immediately. We envision students who are going to graduate and go to graduate school. We envision students that are going to be experiencing all different levels of what their future is going to look like. And so we've designed the courses and the activities to support that, to support them being able to impact and impact their community and affect change in any of those types of situations. So we worked with, as I mentioned, we have a really large group of, like our team is pretty big because we've got people from all different departments, and we came out with some program learning outcomes. We built them thinking about, like, we had an idea of them, and then we gathered all the syllabi and we took a look at the things that people were suggesting, and they were amazing. And so from that, we built these program learning outcomes. So our first program learning outcome, we want students to describe ethical and inclusive leadership approaches that promote social justice. So that's a big piece for us. We want them to analyze concepts of power, privilege, and rights surrounding race, class, gender, and sexuality. We want them to think about what culturally sustaining ethical and anti-racist activities look like. And we want them to implement social justice leadership practices. And so that's kind of how we've built it. So I'm really excited because we were developing this minor from the ground up. We also had the opportunity to develop classes from the ground up. And what we told our partners was, if you could design any class that you wanted, what would it be? Like, this is the minor is transformative leadership. What would you design? And each of them came with a really interesting, different framework and philosophy and just based on their own positionalities, who they are in their departments. And you can really see that reflected. So we had the opportunity to design a course. Luis designed a course, Luis Poza in TED designed a course for us called The Right to Learn, Language, Dignity, and Education. And so that course is going to focus on, and this is, I have learned, this is how Louise teaches, it's primary source documents. So it's looking back at actual original lawsuits and court cases and the original struggles and that people went through. So to kind of give them a basis of understanding, I think that one of the things that makes me really excited about this minor is the ability to share a common knowledge across colleges and across majors, that the right to education is foundational and impacts everything. It impacts all of these different professions. It impacts everywhere these people are going to be going. So that's one of our foundational courses, is just the understanding of how we view language and how we view education and how that is perceived in the world around us. The next foundational course was put together by Jolynn, Dina, and David. And that course is called Anti-Racist Leadership. It's Cases, Frameworks, and Praxis. And so that course is taking a look at historical civil rights movements. It's looking at ones that happened in the past, and it's looking at ones that are happening right now. So relevant to them, and both of these classes I view as a way for our students to gain a foundation. They'll have a solid foundation on what has happened before. And because you need that in order to be able to think about what you're going to do as you move forward. Rebecca had designed a course and it had kind of sat there for a little while. So she dusted it off and cleaned it up, and we're bringing that into our minor. And it's called Leadership, Education, and Advocacy Development. And that's a more action-based course. So they're going to take a look at their own positionality, where they're at, what their future plans are, like I said, right? If you're talking about going to graduate school, or you're talking about a degree that leads directly to a job, write yourself. It's almost like writing your own manifesto. Who am I, and who am I going to be as a leader, and how am I going to take the work and take who I am and be able to advocate for whatever it is, whatever needs you particularly as a student currently and as a future or current community member have. And then we have a couple of options. So depending on what they need after that, we have three elective courses and they get to choose two out of the three. And so for right now, we have to start small. We need to see what our leadership minor is going to look like. So there's not a lot of choices, but you get to pick two out of the three. Jason Laker and Counselor Ed designed a course called Positionality, Solidarity, and Social Justice Leadership. And so that's a deeper dive, a deeper introspective dive. So let's take a look at who we are. He takes all of his Counselor Ed knowledge. This course, when I read the syllabus, I was like, I need to take this course. I really want to take this course. So taking a look at how who we are can influence what we do. I got to design a course. This is something I've been thinking about for 5 years, and it finally found a home. And my course is Communication for Social Justice. So one of the pieces of feedback that we heard in our students is they take their public speaking course so early in their bachelor's program that they don't even know what they want to say. And so then they know what they want to say and they don't know how to say it as they keep going. So my course starts off by looking at aspects of communication, all aspects of communication. Who has the right to communicate? Who is able to navigate in society? Who is able to navigate in the current communicative structure or linguistic structure that we have in society? And so we start there. And then we move on to, now that we've kind of taken a basic understanding of who gets access to menus at a coffee shop, or who gets access to appropriate and effective communication out in the community and what types of communication are valued, then we turn it into a little bit, there's a little bit of writing and a little bit of public speaking, where they get the chance to practice how they would write a persuasive essay, how they would give a persuasive speech. And so they get that opportunity to do that secondary practice later in their career. And then the last class that is a part of our team, Ellen Middaugh designed, and Chad designed a class called Social Media and Social Issues, Making a Difference Through Civic Engagement. And that's a class that's already built into the Chad program. but that really fits very well in the transformative leadership minor. So her class on social media and social issues is incredibly relevant right now as we think about how we communicate and what methods we utilize for communication. So those are kind of the core classes. They're making it through. They've also kind of made it to the same level of approval as the leadership minor itself. And I guess just kind of as I wrap up, what's really exciting to me is that it does, this opportunity to create a minor like this allows for us to design and build a program that truly is interdisciplinary. Oh yeah, Mark, you're with Ellen this semester, right? With the with that course. Fantastic. So these are just, thank you for giving me the time to share a little bit about the minor. This is something I'm so excited about. Everybody on the team, but definitely Rebecca and I put a lot of time and energy into kind of the process, putting everything through, getting the opportunity to work with such really amazing faculty members across so many different departments. So the way I view, and this is just my opinion, the way I view the difference between the two is positional leadership tends to be like titular. So it's a person who is in a role. It's the labels that we place on people that, in like I said, that in back, the back of my head, I assumed many students, and this goes back to Heather's comment, I assumed many students might list leaders as potentially, you know, the head of their sorority or the, you know, a head of something or the things that stereotypically are considered leaders. But So the difference between positional leadership and transformative leadership is the idea behind transformative leadership, the idea behind this minor is we are looking to bring people along. So whoever you are, your what you have, the skills that you have as a leader don't rely on a title. They rely on your ability to inspire and change and bring with you the people and to create those groundswells and those movements. And that it doesn't matter if you have a title, it doesn't matter if somebody has elected you or appointed you or anointed you, whatever that thing is, that that's what we care about in this program. So we're not looking to have people run for office. If they do, and that's what they're motivated and passionate to do, fabulous, do it. But if they want to sit in on meetings and be the person who is raising their hand and saying, I have a different opinion, I have a different viewpoint, or what if we imagined it this way, or what if we did this? That's where I think the value lies in a transformative leadership minor versus the focus on positional leadership.